1065 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
We're calling Allison at the request of her cousin, I think, Shauna. And Allison works at a TV, like a cable company or a satellite company. So I'm calling as Cannon with a K to pay my bill, but also say I got to turn in my box because I don't want it anymore because there's nothing good on TV anymore. Well, I've got ideas on what should be on TV, and I can't wait to tell Allison all about it.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Welcome to... How can I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Allison. How can I help you today?
Allison. So my name is Cannon. That's spelled with a K, and you probably know me because I owe you some money. And I'm calling today to basically tell you, like, okay, I've got the money. You can turn my cable back on. But at the same time, though, I have old equipment that I need to turn in. So I'm not quite sure where to go.
I'm happy to direct you to a store where we can accept your cable box. And
okay,
I'm happy
cool.
to help you pay your bill.
Yeah, that's cool. And just so you know, like, it's dusty because I don't smoke cigarettes, but my roommate does. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, you know, I think I'm just going to cancel it, you know, because there's nothing really, like, new on anymore because of the writer's strike, you know, because I read my news. Do you know about
sure.
the writer's strike? You probably don't even know.
I do. We're sorry to lose you as a customer.
Well, the writers are not working anymore because they don't want to get paid. Something like that. I don't know. I only read the headline. But what I did know was that I know that, you know, I got ideas. And I have ideas on shows, like reality shows. I could tell you some ideas and then you could take them to the suits of Washington and we could get these movies made. Because you work in the industry.
Well, no.
First of all, the first idea that I had is, like, I need a reality show. There should be one about me. So I'm a dancer. I dance. And I have a great body. But it wasn't that long ago that I was in an accident on my electric scooter, okay? And when I fell, it hurt my knee in a way that I couldn't exercise. And I got kind of soft and chubby. The tattoo on my thigh got messed up. And I didn't want people to see it. So I haven't been dancing right, you know? So, like, a reality show about me, Cannon, building myself back up and, like, you know, rising like a phoenix. That'd be a good show. Right?
I'm really not in a position to say, but would you like the locations of the stores where you could turn in your modem?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Great. Why don't you give me your zip code?
Yeah.
So that I can find the locations closest to you.
No doubt. Speaking of zip codes, I have a friend of mine that drives around and delivers mail. Well, like, not like official mail. Like, he's one of those guys that goes and puts flyers in the crack of your doors. He's hysterical. So I was thinking, like, why don't we do, like, a reality show with him, and then I could be, like, his sidekick, and we go around, and, like, whatever company, like, a lot of landscape companies hire him, and he goes around, he sticks the flyers in, and, like, reality show about that. Plus, he sells drugs.
Again, I'm not in any position to help you with any sort of television show, but could you give me your...
Well, I'm only saying
so that
because you work in Hollywood. You are in the TV industry.
I do not work in Hollywood. I don't have any connection to Hollywood. The cable company is not Hollywood. But please give me your zip
code.
Well,
but you know people, though,
now.
Who probably do, you know?
I don't.
How about people that are, like, interested in, like, dog shows? Because I have two pit bulls that I've trained really well.
Can I just have your zip code, please?
Okay, so you're not interested in the dog show?
No, I'm so sorry.
I also have a macaw parrot that sits on their back as we walk around, and there could be a show just about them.
Sir, if you're not interested in giving me your zip code, I'm just going to go.
What if instead I give you my phone number and we work this out over dinner?
Ew, I'm going to go.
Hold on. Allison, are you still there?
Yes,
none of that was real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very sure. Your cousin emailed me and wanted me to do this. Your cousin, Shauna.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh my God. I'm sorry. My coworkers are staring at me. Oh my God. Thank God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.